Hey, this is Daniel. Thanks for listening to DIY Money. If you haven't already, be sure to give us a 5-star review on iTunes so your friends know that they can learn from the show. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to another edition of DIY Money.
DIY Money.
What is shaking, Logan?
Well, just got back from vacation, so that was a fun time. Went down to the Villages for a few days, rode around in golf carts.
Yeah, I gave you a little bit of a hard time last time. I was re-listening to the episode you and I were on, and if you listen to that again, I was like, wait, why are you going to the Villages? And you were like, it's awesome. It's like the adult playground. And I'm like, yeah, but you're not 70. But it sounds like you had a good time.
Yeah, we had family down there. So my parents have a place that they go for a couple months out of the year. We stayed with them for a few days. We went to Universal Studios on credit card points, which was a blast.
Really?
Yeah. And you just use credit card points to go. And
they have a deal? Does like Universal Studios have a deal with the credit card you
well,
have?
Well, if
like,
you use
the Universal Studios Visa, like how does that work?
I use Chase Sapphire, and they have all the travel rewards. And they give like a 25% bonus if you book travel and travel events and experiences through them. So went on there and... I mean, the tickets are like $180 to go to Universal, but we got them for free, basically free. I mean, we paid for them with the credit card points, but so we got like a 25% discount, and then it was a piece of cake. It was fantastic.
How about that?
Good for you.
It was a lot of fun.
Wow, you're like the DIY points guy.
We're doing the best thing we can.
That's fantastic. Good for you.
We tried to do the Fast Pass. Have you, you know, where
I've
you
never
can
been to
kind
Universal.
Of skip? Well, it's like Disney. You can skip the line kind of thing. $300 a person. We were like, absolutely not. So we went and did the single rider line. That is a total hack if you've ever been to an amusement park where you just literally walk through. My wife and I she'd get on one cart, I'd get on the next cart. We did 5 minutes each ride. It was awesome.
You sure you're not too tall for this?
Nah, it's going to be great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Before we get into it, I'm going to skip my banter today because we have an... We have an awesome question.
We have a fun question.
Actually, we have an awesome submitter. All of our submitters, is that a word? All of our DIY...
Our questioners?
I don't know.
Nah.
All of our people who send in questions, you all are all fantastic. This is a great friend of DIY Money who sent in a question today, and we're really excited to bring that question. Well, it's in the title, so you know who sent in the question. So we're going to get to that, but before we do... this podcast and all podcasts now sponsored by Jewel Financial. You can learn more about our firm at Jewel, J-O-U-L-E, financial.com. And again, I've said this many times, but the DIY Money podcast are for those folks out there. You're learning, you want to do this stuff yourself, and that's literally why we started the podcast, hence the DIY. However, every once in a while, someone comes up with a complex situation and really is looking for a partnership. This is a new word I'm going to start to use because that's what it is. We are partnering with people in the wealth development program and working with you to achieve and set and, you know, kind of put a plan of action in place to reach your goals in the future. And it truly is a partnership. You can learn more about that on jewelfinancial.com. There's a section there literally that says wealth development. But today we got a friend of the podcast, Mr. Will Levis, sent in a question. Now, last time he was here, we did an interview. This was when, you know, not many other than people in the Bluegrass State knew who Will Levis was.
Yeah.
I would dare say that has changed.
I would say just slightly.
It's changed a little bit. And I got a chance to spend some time with him recently. And I said, hey, you know, how about sending in a question to DIY Money? He's like... Yeah, that'd be great. And so we did. So, Will, what do you got?
DIY!
Hey guys, Will Levis here. Big fan of the show, and I know I haven't been on in a while, but I wanted to reach out with a question. So this is for someone who hypothetically just moved to a new city and wants to improve their networking skills within that city. I just finished up college and had a lot of networking experience throughout my undergrad and graduate colleges at the two schools that I attended, as well as, you know, being in the athletic programs of both. But at times, I really, really struggled with networking despite the, you know, amount of people that I was exposed to. And this was mostly just because I had a mindset that, you know, these people don't want to hear from me. Whether it was I was insignificant, that this is just, you know, their time shouldn't be worth talking to the freshman football fourth string player, you know, or that, you know, these people just think I'm trying to get something out of this and that I'm just networking for to better myself. I had these thoughts about that other people might have, and it prevented me from reaching out further. I wonder if you guys ever felt this way and how you would approach it if you were me, just to kind of have a better mindset about this whole approach and create genuine, lasting relationships. Thank you.
Wow.
What a question. And a little bit humble.
So, yeah, let's talk about that for a minute, because, I mean, if you think about this, for those of you who are unaware, Will Levis is now quarterback for Tennessee Titans. He was drafted this year after playing two seasons at the University of Kentucky and having an outstanding career here. Prior to that, was at Penn State. And has been, just an unbelievable success story that is still being played out with, like, visual ups and downs. I mean, if there's someone that I, every time, a day goes by, it seems like I have new respect for this young man for what he's going through. In the public eye, unfortunately, you know, was intending on probably being drafted as one of the top quarterbacks right. In the first round, and unfortunately moved to the second round and was drafted number three again to Tennessee Titans. But the humbling aspect of what he's going through in the public eye is amazing, yeah. And I give him unbelievable credit. Now, in full disclosure, I've gotten a chance to really get to know him. I consider him an extremely close friend. And so, you know, I'm partial. I always will be a partial and have a little bias there to him. But you're right. The question, yeah. I left it open-ended. I said, hey, send in a question. And I thought he was going to, you know, hey, I moved to a new city and I got a new job. You know, just kind of leave it at that. But this is genuine. This is a sincere genuine and very vulnerable type question.
Absolutely.
And I'll be candid, as outward as I am, meaning you would meet me and go, okay, he's really out there. I struggle and have struggled with this same thing, very much so.
I have too. I mean, you and I both have similar personalities in that we're outgoing, we enjoy talking to people, but like that networking, when you haven't built a relationship, when you don't know someone and just starting from fresh to talk about business or talk about getting a job, trying to get a job interview, whatever it is, it's very daunting.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be candid. I hate it. I hate the whole thing. Like somebody, oh, you know, we got a networking event. Ugh. Like, gag me with a spoon.
Totally.
Yeah, I know. Like, totally.
I know. Like, you know.
I don't want to be part of it. I don't, because it seems fake and phony and cheesy. Yeah. But in business and in you know, certain situations, certainly in Will's situation, he's going to have to do those sort of things.
Absolutely.
He had to do those sort of things. He's going to have to do those sort of things. Now, I struggled with how to answer this because he specifically said, if you were in my shoes, what would you do? Well, it's a unique set of shoes he is wearing. Okay?
Well, and even in the question, his set of shoes has evolved. He mentioned being the freshman fourth-string quarterback. And then he didn't mention this in the question, but then leading Kentucky, not just being a part of a team, leading Kentucky the last two seasons to great football seasons, and now going to the NFL, there's been a big evolution
no
in
question.
Kind of his progression, too.
So answering this question, I will give my thoughts on Will specifically. I mean, what a great opportunity to do so. I can't shy away from that. But I am going to blanket it and kind of give a broad-based example or thoughts regarding anybody who's struggling in this. We are inherently most type A personalities, Will, myself, you, others, sort of this, you know, performance-driven personality. And so there's a great saying, I got it from one of my very best friends that I often use, and I share this with my children. Your actions speak so loud, I can't hear what you're saying.
Yep.
I'll say that again. Your actions speak so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. And what I mean by that, or when I share that, is actions always will speak louder than words. And so it's hard, if we know that instinctively, which we do, performance-based people do, to try to say, okay, I'm acting. I want you to connect with me through my actions, my performance on the field, business, whatever. But now I want to connect with you and talk about these things. And who am I? You know, even in a football scenario, if he's in a, you know, leading a team and talking with executives, like, you know, he's a college kid at the end of the day. So how do I do that? Well, what I have found, what has been very helpful for me, is I am genuinely interested in learning about the other person.
Yep.
I ask many more questions than someone is asking me, always. That's often hard to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be candid because I like to talk about myself like anybody else, whether we admit that or not. Now, I know Will doesn't. He's not like that. He would rather not talk about himself. It's an admirable trait. I'm opposite. I'll talk about myself all day long. However, when I'm in those situations, I find that I have the opportunity to talk to people, learn about them, and the more I pry in a you know, appropriate manner, the more I learn and the more interesting it becomes, and the more the idea of this being, a fictitious thing, it goes away.
It also creates the connections, too. You ask detailed questions about someone that shows you actually care about what they are talking about. You'll find connections with yourself and then be able to tell stories about yourself coming from the answers they give.
I was running the other day. There was a new person in our little running group. Our running group's pretty tight.
Okay.
A lot of these runners know a lot about me and our family. Get a new runner in there, I don't know if they're going to stick. I don't share too much. It just so happened we were running together, and she started asking some questions about our family and so forth. They have a son. Her and her husband has a son with a very similar genetic disorder as our son. The chances are, I can't even share with you how minimal those chances are. But then I went into learning all about his, you know, situation, what he was facing, how they're dealing with it. And it was, I mean, obviously we're running. It wasn't a networking event. But nonetheless, I would say if anyone struggles with that, Will, you being included, questions. More genuine questions to get to know somebody. You'll know real quick if they're interested in you by the questions they ask you.
Yeah.
Now, I'll hit you in a minute. I want to hear your input on this, but in his shoes.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, now, you know, he's going to have to be extremely guarded. Mm-hmm. No one is going to, I think, say, oh, you know, he's unapproachable or something if you're guarded, because everybody is going to want to connect with you. If they haven't already, as you've seen, they're going to want to connect with you. If you find yourself in a situation where you do want to connect with other people, I would take the same approach. Again, ask genuine questions that maybe don't relate to your athletic career, your current situation. You can learn something from everyone, right? I didn't know where I was going with this, but I love how there's this one professor you hear about, I don't know, at some prestigious university, and the final exam for the kids was, what's the custodian's name? Every kid, you know, failed. I'll ask you, Logan, let me put you on the spot. You were at University of Kentucky, Gatton School of Business for however many years. What's the custodian's name at Gatton?
I have no clue.
Her name is Tina. She's fantastic.
That is awesome.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot there. Maybe I'll do that for my 485 class this semester. But we can learn things from everyone. I don't care who you are. I've met some amazing people that have done amazing things. I connect with the people who are genuinely interested in Quintetro, mm-hmm. right? They're even at their status, they're asking questions to me. All I want to do is pepper them with questions.
Right.
But they want to know more about me and our family, and that's amazing. So what say you, Logan? You're new out of college. What would you say to Will?
Can I have your autograph, please?
Yeah, it's tough. I think you explained well in what Will's shoes would look like. I try to practice networking, because networking to me is similar. It's so difficult because it's just small talk, it feels like, and it feels not genuine. So I try to practice with people that I know or people that I'm just meeting. Going on a double date with some of my wife's friends is trying to ask those detailed questions and important questions, because if you're able to ask it to someone who's kind of a stranger, but someone that is an easier relationship, then that's practice for when you go into a networking event where you're cold and don't know someone from Adam, but you can go in and ask some more detailed questions that are a little bit different. Whenever I was an RA on campus, when I became a senior RA and I was in charge of a building, the RAs that worked under me really loved that when I asked them just on a regular day basis, how are you? The general question that everybody says, how are you? Instead of saying that, I would say, hey, what's happening in your life? And I think that made a huge difference. And I actually had people towards the end of our time there that would say, hey, I really love that you did that. And you asked what was actually happening in my life. It made me feel like you actually cared and not just the normal phrase that everybody says of how are you.
You know, it's great. Let me just give a little accolade. When I get together with Will, he does this instinctively. You know why? He always asks about our boys, Joshua, Andrew, and particularly Aaron. They had a unique connection when he was here. Always is in. It's not in passing. It's not just like, yeah, how's the fam? Nope. Specifically wants to know about Joshua's swimming, you know, Andrew's whatever he's into at the time, and then specifically Aaron. It's amazing. So, Will, you do it instinctively already. You know, follow that sort of instinctive methodology, and there's no question you'll crush it in the networking scene. And again, right now you're going to have to be a little guarded and go get them this year, right?
Absolutely.
Let's go. Crush.
If we had video, we'd be wearing Titan jerseys.
Absolutely. Let's tighten up here. Hey, listen, all Will did, like anybody else on the podcast, he submitted a question. He put a voice memo in his phone and sent it to podcast@diymoney.org. That's podcast@diymoney.org. And Will, we're going to send you our $25 Amazon gift card for that question. So, you know, that's great. We really appreciate that. All right, friends, remember, the secret to wealth is pretty simple. Live on less than you make. Invest the rest and do so for a very long time. Make it a great one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the show. If you want your question aired on the show, be sure to send that to us, and you'll get a $25 Amazon gift card.
This show is for entertainment and educational purposes only and is not intended as personal financial advice. Before making any financial decisions, please do your homework and consult a financial advisor as needed.